You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, and it's time for our Pretty Late wake-up call. And poor Lourdes Duarte was late for work. And I only know that because I was listening to Bill and Wendy today, and Annabelle Laval was filling in for Bill Leff, and she was telling that story because apparently Wendy likes to get into the station right before the show starts. She's like me. Mm-hmm. It's like, get in, hit the ground running.
I was here before you today.
You were. Here's the thing is that I get here, and like I'm ready to talk when I, like, I don't, you know, if I get here and I'm like sitting around and waiting for the show, and like, I'm like, it's like stand-up comedy.
Yep.
Here we go. We got, let me do this. And we are calling Lourdes Duarte, who is the co-anchor of WGN Morning News.
Hello, this is Lourdes Duarte with WGN-TV. Please leave a message and I will return your call. Thank you.
Please leave your message after the tone. When done, hang up or press the pound key.
It's very official. Hello, Lourdes Duarte. This is Patty Vasquez at WGN Radio.
Craig Collins.
And Esmeralda Leon.
Brandon C. Price.
And we heard that you may have hit a little bit of a snag before you got to work yesterday, so we thought we would help you out a little bit. I don't know if you're already up. I wonder if she went to bed at all. When you wake up late for a job that, you know, you're supposed to be on air because there's so much involved in getting to the station. For, not only do you have to drive there, but you have to decide what you, I don't know if she's already, like, do you think she lays her clothes out the night before? Like, what's going to go? Accessories? But she's got to do her hair. She's got to have makeup done. There's a lot that goes in. So if you wake up at after three in the morning and your job is at 4 a.m.
What's the commute though? I think that's the question.
I don't know, but for a woman, I mean, Esmeralda, like, let's say your top notch look, because Lourdes Duarte is spectacular and she looks spot on every single day for like an event. Like let's say the wedding you went to with that beautiful dress that you, how long did it take you to get ready?
Oh my gosh.
See?
It was like an hour.
Right.
It was a good hour.
A good hour, and you looked stunning, right?
Oh, thank you.
And I got to guess that Lourdes, maybe she's got like a system down. I don't know, because she does it all the time. You and I, like, we pick and choose, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. And I wonder, do they do the makeup there, or does she have to do it?
Oh, yeah. Do they have people?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They do have people.
Oh, that's cool.
I had my makeup done once. It took...
Yeah.
I think it took an hour, just the makeup.
I don't like when people do that. Like, when the waiter, like, puts the napkin in your lap because you're somewhere fancy. I like valet. I think they're taking my car. I don't like it.
I don't know about... yes, Craig? Can you say something?
No.
I've never had a napkin thrown in my lap.
Yeah, you know, like they put your silverware down.
That waiter really liked you.
Do you have to wear a suit? Did you have to wear a suit coat?
I mean, I wear a suit coat every Friday and Saturday.
Do you have to wear a tie?
Yeah, absolutely. But that takes me 5 minutes. And then this hair, I either wrangle in or just live with it.
Yeah, I remember getting ready for morning news when Anna DeVantes was at Fox News down the street. We had a segment called Chat Room that I would do regularly with her. And they would send me the topics. And so I remember getting up and, you know, spending about an hour, you know, with the fake eyelashes and flat ironing the hair, thinking, I'm not even looking at the topics yet because I'm getting ready. And when dudes get ready for morning appearances like that, they're probably on the topics, you know, writing notes.
Yeah.
This is, I know it's first world problems, but still.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry about it.
But if I went on TV, can you imagine going on TV with, like, just the bare minimum? I mean, guys get some makeup.
A little foundation, little rouge on the cheeks, absolutely. A little eyeliner if you're feeling sort of tired.
But now we need contouring, you know, here.
And it's TV, so that's a whole
different
thing. And
now it's HDTV.
Oh,
my
yes.
God.
Which
and
is a whole, like,
everything.
Hey, look at, I can count this dude's pores.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the makeup I do would not work on TV. I would look like an old bum. Lady.
You would not. You could never look like an old bum lady.
On TV, though, where they see everything?
No,
I couldn't.
You have a beautiful face.
It's frightening.
Thank you.
We didn't even do a wake-up rap for her.
Well.
I feel like, I wonder if we should call back. Because if we call back, it's not like...
Whenever we call back, people answer.
Okay, she's got to wake up.
Well, no,
she's
I think her phone
up.
Is off because I think she's an intelligent sleeper.
Yeah,
but let's get a beatbox for next week.
A beatbox? You want to call her again next week? Okay, we'll do it. You want to do it next week, not now?
I would love to come back next week.
Will you come back every week, but you don't want to do it right now?
I can't do it a cappella.
What do you want to do you don't want to leave any song for Lourdes Duarte?
Do you want Patty to beatbox for you?
Well, first off, yes. Let's just sample that.
Wow, she's laying it down. That was nice.
I can do these. Hold on. Remember
Let Esmeralda get in on it, too.
Yeah, Esmeralda.
Boom. Come on. Boom.
Whoa.
Boom. How do you start a
Craig,
beatbox?
Craig, what do you got? What do you got?
I've got nothing. I can't do that either.
I was going to say, let's overlap. Boom.
Yeah,
boom.
We're all doing it.
There you go.
We're rapping with a beatbox.
All right, fine. We're not going to be.
I can't believe that wasn't on the voicemail, by the way.
Like, we're well past the voicemail.
Oh, no, we're not on the voicemail.
That is a shame.
I know. She has a small voicemail. That sounded like I was judging her. I'm not judging her.
Well, her message is very straight and to the point.
It was.
So I would think.
Yeah, leave your name and number.
You got to just go right into it.
You got to hit it and quit it. I almost feel like we should call Annabelle Laval now. She had a long day. She's moving. I didn't know she... Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get into Annabelle Laval's...
her new address is...
Yes.
Did you see the other WGN traffic? Aaron McElroy was wearing two different shoes.
Oh,
yesterday.
See, a lot of chaos at WGN
Morning
News.
Happened Wednesday.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. I do love her hair. I think it's nice.
Aaron's? Oh, my God.
Aaron, now he needs a picture of Aaron. Everyone
too
loves
cute.
Aaron. Do you like gingers? Do you like redheads?
My beautiful girlfriend, Margaret, is a redhead.
Hello, beautiful
girlfriend,
Margaret.
She's an Italian redhead, so it was like three double down wins.
Aaron McElroy has...
I wish she was up right now. I'd be getting so many points.
Well, she'll hear it.
But it's still true. I stand by it.
Here's the thing. Everything's going to be podcast. It'll be up. The whole full show goes up at like 7 a.m. There's some short stuff that comes up earlier. So you can play the podcast for her.
Well, listen,
tomorrow.
We have a 17-hour drive soon. So I'll make her listen to me compliment her in front of everyone.
Be like, hey, this is on the podcast. Look
She's
at
that. An opera singer, too. Yeah. I'm just going to keep bragging until you show me Aaron's hair.
I know. Well, here's the different versions of Aaron's hair. So here's a lot of Aaron. So short and long and all of it.
So I used to work somewhere where we would have GN on, and they'd always be like, the princess is on. Because she is gorgeous. Oh, she's gorgeous. And she used
and
to have.
She's super nice.
Yeah. Remember when she had the really long hair?
Yeah, he's looking at those pictures.
Oh,
as well.
So pretty. Very long. I mean, it's great now, but it was really gorgeous, too.
WGN, man. They just put up pretty people.
She's got good hair.
24/7.
They are, everybody's so funny or talented and insightful. I love the WGN Morning News team.